Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, welcome. How do we increase our power of resilience? This is actually a very relevant question nowadays for the times we are living in. Resilience is an inner power, an inner strength. The more we are experiencing systems, economy, so many different aspects in our lives, houses, physical things, in the big part of our lives, our relationships. And in all different areas, we start to see more and more a negative impact of how they start to more and more lose their power. They start to fall apart. They start to crumble. So in other words, in our individual personal life, more and more frequently we come to experience that what used to be of support for me, what gave me strength, where I took my self-esteem from, many of these aspects in our lives are shaking more and more. And so in order to not become a victim, in order not to become hopeless, in order not to become disheartened, not to give up, not to be devastated. What is it that we need? What is it that we can do? So these situations and these circumstances, whether in a smaller context or in a larger context, they're really calling upon our inner strength, our inner ability to bounce back. So there are less and less external supports. So where the power, where the strength has to come from, it has to come from within. Like, for example, think about it. If I took my esteem, my joy, my happiness from, oh, because I had this good job, or because I have this wonderful house, I have this beautiful family, and something happens. It impacts me. It weakens me. It causes distress inside. And so outer distress has entered our inner world. And in order to overcome darkness, in order to overcome challenging moments, challenging situations, we need to realize, and actually we need to come to know, that within, there is not only darkness. Within, there is a place, there's a part of me that has power, that is powerful, that is light. And if I come to know about that, then I do not need to respond or react or come from a place of insecurity, from a place of doubt, from a place of hopelessness when facing outer challenges. At this point in time, all of us carry some kind of negativity within us. And we come to know and experience about that when there are stressful moments, provocative situations. We get angry. We also struggle from time to time with hope and feeling safe and secure. But that is okay. We can overcome that by strengthening the light of the self. And the first step is to know about it. And the second step is to actually have the interest, have the courage to connect, to go within and experiment with it. There are no written books about it. Even we can get help in terms of guidance. Those who have experimented with it, they can help us based on their experience, guide us towards ourselves. But eventually, I have to do it myself and I have to experiment with it. And so what is that place of light? What is that place of strength in all of us? And that is the core of our being. I, the being, so there's a human aspect to myself, my outer physical, very tangible identity, bodily, physical identity, and then the less tangible, less visible identity at the metaphysical level, at the level of existence, at the level of truth, which is not visible to the physical eye, but it does exist. And we all have a sixth sense where we can sense, where we perceive the unseen. Think about intuition, for example. So we have the power to perceive energy that is not visible. We pick up attitudes from each other very quickly. An attitude, whether positive or negative, is reality, right? It exists. You feel it. You sense it. It's non-physical. And that's what I'm trying to bring across, that there's a reality to us that is invisible, but it is actually very, very powerful. And that is where the light, where the power, where the truth lies. A truth that is eternal, that always exists. And one of these truths about each one of us is we are on a journey of life. Actually, the living being is truth, is life. And so I exist, even though I have forgotten who I truly am. And so I'm also speaking to you who may have had some thoughts or heard about rebirth, reincarnation, that I have my time in this body called Ines. But at one point, I have to move on. I have to leave this costume and I will play another part, another role through another body. But even if you do not connect so much with that concept of rebirth, just within our own one lifetime, we have that experience of being on a journey. And when we started our journey, when we were little. You know, children are very innocent, very pure. They make us smile instantly. They don't hold anything against anyone. But as we grow up, things change. So that pure and innocent part is in each one of us. And the difference is that that innocence that we actually carry needs to be connected to wisdom. Because innocently, I can take sorrow. Innocently, I adopt habits that are actually not good for myself. Innocently, I trust, but the intention of that one is not very good for me, or at least not what I wish for. So we need to understand, we need to know who I am, what I stand for, what is good for me and what is not good for me, and make our choices based on that. And in order to reawaken, to strengthen our own light, our own inner truth, that's where the practice of meditation comes in. It is very important to take time, few minutes a day, where we connect inward, not to the challenges, distressing, peaceless thoughts or feelings that we have, but dive deeper. I know that deep within my consciousness, deep within my being, I am light, I am pure. There is peace, there is love, there is joy, there is power. The power to remain, the power to be positive, the power to hold on to the light, the power to rebound. Where I choose not to take sorrow, no matter what happens, no matter what has happened. But I use my resilience, I use my inner wisdom to accept whatever has happened. It has happened, it's over, it's done, it's gone, it's finished. Because what happens is not really what defines us. But what matters is, what is it that I do now with whatever the situation is? So that whole idea of not taking sorrow, not drown because of whatever has happened, however devastating it was. But can I, from my heart, accept for whatever reason, it was part of my journey of life that this has come into my life, and bring it closer to it. And ask myself, what is it that I can do now to make things better, to feel better? And that's where the resilience comes in, where I choose to hold on to my light, to have a sense of peace, to have a sense of love, to have a sense of being who I am, to know that I am not defined by what happens to me, and take that leap of courage where I rise above. And I start to rebuild, I start to respond because I have a strong spirit, because this is the way forward, because this is the right thing to do now. Instead of becoming the victim, where I expect, want, desire, and not take charge of my own self, not taking responsibility for myself, I need to step out of that and embrace what is available, embrace my own being, even though I may have lost a lot, but it's okay. Actually, I cannot lose anything in this world. I am a being of metaphysical light in this body. I came without anything and I have to leave without anything. And so that understanding helps us to come out, to let go from any experience or feeling that I have lost anything or someone. And to embrace my own being and embrace my own existence. Be grateful, value yourself, and use your own light to rebuild, to respond, to bring out your goodness, to be kind, even at a time where it seems there's no kindness around. But you hold on to what is true to you. You hold on to rebuild, to connect, to move forward. And this act of moving forward, where you come from your light, that will also bring us more strength and happiness and contentment. And so to bounce back in that way, we are also becoming a source of inspiration for others. So I'll pause here and let us have a meditation. So I sit quietly. I take these next few moments to connect to myself in a new, in a different, refreshing way. And for that, I choose at a more subtle level to put aside or let go to all the many thoughts in my mind, to all the different feelings in my heart of what happened, what will happen. Right now, there's no need to think about all these things. I go deeper within, as I know that at the core of my being, at the core of my consciousness, there is the treasure of light. There's the treasure of peace. There's the treasure of strength. There's love. There's kindness, compassion, mercy, tolerance, acceptance, resilience. At the core of my being, I am so powerful. And all these qualities make me so beautiful. Just to think about myself in this way, I feel quickly so much better. Now, I stabilize myself. I hold myself in that awareness that I am a being filled with beautiful light, with all these beautiful qualities. I am a peaceful being. I am a strong, powerful being. This awareness creates inner strength, inner capacity that is totally independent of anything physical, totally independent from anything and anyone in this world. And not only that, that inner strength, knowing of my own light and having the courage to even have the thought about it, to reach out, to connect. Now, in that place of inner strength, inner empowerment, I can see God. and know that I have a right to God's help, the Supreme Being, the source of all goodness, the source of all powers. And there is this place of light, of purity, of strength within me, place of innocence that no one can touch except the divine. And so having that faith, that courage to connect to divine in this way, I draw that power of resilience into myself. The thought of the ocean of peace, the ocean of love, gives me strength to feel my own light, to have faith in my own light, and to use my own light in the form of kindness, resilience, tolerance, acceptance, to move forward, to even rebuild, reconstruct at a physical level. If it is just a smile, but it is a smile of generosity, a smile that can empower others and brings joy to myself. My inner resilience power helps me not to take sorrow. It helps me to use my own inner strength and live in this world, drawing from the source and my own inner light to remain and be good and do good, to increase goodness no matter what. Om Shanti.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.